Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Training Camp 2020 Locked and Loaded is presented by Coase BMW. Here's Nick and Cecil.
Knock on wood if you're with me.
Mark Solareth on our Fireball VIP line. Stink, what's good, baby? Why did you change your win total for the Broncos to 6 wins now? This is the talk around the water cooler at the station.
Is it now? Is that the talk?
The rumors, the buzz, or why did Stink change that number?
Well, I came out from day one saying, man, it's going to be really tough. And, you know, I always look at things from an offensive perspective. But I look at it going, it's going to be really exceptionally tough to go through an offseason with no OTAs, with no, you know, with a new offensive coordinator, with a new offensive system, and, you know, and basically doing it all virtual meeting-wise. And I thought that was going to be tough. And so at that point, I was like, well, they're an 8-8 team. They've got a lot of young talent. They're going to rely on a lot of young talent on the offensive side of the ball, but that's going to be tough through that. But they still have, you know, the preseason. That's still going to happen. Now the preseason's been canceled. And, you know, I mean, to me, like John Elway said, not facing other helmets, not seeing other guys, not seeing other teams. One of the big things offensively for me is understanding what you are, understanding what your identity is, what you're good at, what you're not good at. See, so that's going to take time. Like, that takes time. And I'll go back to my first year here with Mike Shanahan in 1995. We had essentially the same offensive unit, the same players from 95 to 96. In 95, we were 8-8, and we weren't a great offense. We were a decent offense, and we had a lot of veteran players. In 1996, we were 13-3, and we were clicking offensively. It takes time to figure out what you are, what you're not, and the only way to figure that out is by playing. Right. And I'm not talking about practicing. I'm talking about playing. And that's going to be really hard for essentially a rookie quarterback and a bunch of rookie receivers that you're relying on. And, you know, a couple second-year guys.
Well, Mark, I know that you haven't really been that high on Garrett Bowles since he's been here, but there's going to be a training camp competition between Garrett Bowles and Eli Wilkinson. Eli just started out training camp on the PUP. I told Cecil, I don't perceive that he will stay there very long, but when you see this matchup between these two guys and Eli being a really swing guy playing guard, right tackle, left tackle, how do you really see this thing shaping out at the end?
Well, I think it's going to be really hard because I look at Eli and I think Eli is a good swing tackle, but I also look at him from his time playing tackle is when he has to play multiple games or he has to become a full-time starter at that position, he struggles. You know, he's one of those guys that the beauty about a swing tackle is they can play both sides, but usually they get exposed when they have to actually line up and play one position. And that happened to him at right tackle. I think Eli's probably a better guard than he is a tackle. I think he's a good backup player. I don't think he's a starter. Like, to me, you knew based on what Eli did last year, you knew that he's a better swing backup player than he is a starter. I mean, the film does not lie about that. So as an organization, you knew that. You also knew that you weren't gonna give Garrett Bowles that fifth-year option. You knew that.
Right.
And you chose still. And you also knew that Juwan James missed a year. You criticized him publicly about his lack of toughness or whatever. You know, you said he's not emotionally ready. You might as well just call them, soft, which is the nastiest word in football. So you knew you have another issue there, and you chose not to address any of those issues in free agency and not to address those issues in the draft. So you know, you're going to have to – I heard multiple people say, well, the Broncos didn't feel like any of those second-round tackles were going to compete for a starting job. Well, maybe it's not competing for a starting job this year, but maybe it's developing and competing for a starting job next year. Now you're going to open that draft back up, and you're going to say, hey, now we're forced to take a tackle in a position we don't like to – we don't want to take one. And it may be a tackle draft like the one that Garrett Bowles came out of. So think about this. Garrett Bowles came out of the 2017 tackle draft. There were two guys taken in the first round, Ramczyk and Garrett Bowles, and there were two guys taken in the second round. There was, I think, Moten from the Carolina Panthers and Robinson from Jacksonville Jaguars, and they both stink. So three of the four were essentially busts, right? I mean, what if you have that kind of tackle draft next year? And I don't know, Season would know better than me, but, like, I can't believe, as an organization, you chose not to address that.
What if you have it with no college football as well? Mark Schlereth joining us in Stink.
Yeah.
We're up against it. I appreciate you, brother, as always. I appreciate you for multiple reasons. One, you opened the door for me. Years and years ago on our AM 760 The Zone days and Drive Time Sports,
right,
Mark Schlereth and David Diaz-Infante. And I want to talk about a guy that Mike Greenberg said created the door for what athletes could be. I was going to ask you about this on Friday because I always joined Schlereth and Evans on Friday at 6:45. But I'll ask you now, brother. Just the impact as we are – you're coming up on Mike Golic's last morning show on ESPN Radio and just what – Golic has meant to you, brother.
Yeah, he's been such a good mentor and such a good friend. And, you know, we played against each other back in the AFC or the NFC East days back when, you know, that was just bludgeoning one another on a week-to-week basis. So Golic and I have known each other since the late 80s. And you know, it was interesting. When I first started doing Mike and Mike my first year at ESPN, I did the whole 4 hours on every Friday. And then, you know, I did that for a couple of years. Then it became 3 hours. Then it became 2 hours. And then it became an hour every Friday as they got popular. But it was always one of those things that Golic demanded. Like, he's got to be here. He's part of our show. He's part of our family. And when they got inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame in 2018, I was the guy that introduced them and talked about them as Mike and Mike, as they went into the Radio Hall of Fame. So it was an incredible journey for me. If I get stopped, you know, 10 times about my TV career, 9 of them are about Mike and Mike and something that happened on Mike and Mike. So I'm forever grateful and am in debt to those two because they were awesome to me. And Golic has just been a good friend, as has Greeny. So what an incredible run, 22 years on a morning show, national morning show. A phenomenal run by Golic, great friend and great mentor. And he did. He was that guy that created the genre of being critical without being an ass. And he did a great job of it.
Stink, always bringing the real. Appreciate you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks so much.
There we have him, Mark Schlereth, here on Schlereth and Evans, record-setting show right here in the morning on The Fan. Nick, before we're out of here tonight, I did want to say RIP and gone too soon, 47 years old, Malik B, founding member of The Roots. 47, man. When that news came across, and I was just like, I've been listening to The Roots all day. All day. So RIP to Malik B, gone at 47.
Wow. Man, it just kind of puts things in perspective, Sisu, that we can't take anything for granted. I mean, when I get out of here, that's exactly what I'm putting on in the car.
Dial up The Roots, man.
The Roots,
Spotify,
of course,
or Apple Music or whatever you got.
Yes.
That's for sure. Wow. Incredible. Incredible show tonight. Got a lot of stuff to get to as Training Camp 2020 here. Many thanks to you guys as we are locked and loaded for training camp. Many thanks to everyone out there for listening. We love and appreciate you guys. Keep those positive comments coming on the text line, on Twitter. We appreciate you all. And, of course, got Sean Drotar, Fan Late Night, getting it done at the highest level. He's coming up next. And many thanks to our man, Kyler Berry. He is the man of the box.
Because both Nick and Cecil are right.
Ooh. I like that new drop.
I definitely love that.
I love that new drop.
You would.
Look out! and stay frosty.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.